Ma'id Katan Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ma'id Katan Bavli Daf Tes, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Hey Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the foot of the page, Vein Noithim. Vein Noithim Noshim B'moyed Lebusuloif L'Amonoif V'Lemiyabmin B'pnei Shisim Prehiloi. The Mishnah says that one may not marry virgins nor widows on Chol HaMoed, nor may one perform Yibum, as these are joyful for him, and which will be explained. However, Machzeh Skushose, however, one may remarry his ex-wife. Ba'isa Isha Tachitea B'moyed, a woman may make her adornments on Chol HaMoed, which will explain. Rabbiuda Omer, Isha Lo Sasud Mipnei Shenivel Hu Loi. Rabbiuda says a woman may not plaster her face, as it makes her look unsightly. The Gemara says Shimon Barba B'shem Rabbi Yochanan Mipnei Bittel Peri Rivia. Rabbi Shimon Barba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that he gives the first explanation. Weddings are prohibited because it prevents the mitzvah of having children, because people will push off the mitzvah by waiting until the festival to marry, when people have more free time. Baron Kaim Rav Yossi, Ha'eved Marush Yisa B'mayed. It was asked to Rav Yossi, may a slave marry a slave woman on the festival? Amaloin, Yishmini Min Ador, Mishachetzev Ebed V'chetzev Ben Choyrin, V'Oma Hashimon Ba B'Shem Rav Yochanan B'Pnei Bittel Pir Rivia. Rav Yossi answers from the case of a half-slave, half-free man, we don't allow him to remain in such a situation as he cannot have children. He cannot marry a free woman because of his aspect of slavery, and he cannot marry a slave woman because of his aspect of freedom. How the Amra Sha'ivad Mitzvah al Pir Rivia, Kosh Mitzvah al Pir Rivia, Osirali Sabin Mayed. This shows that a slave is commanded to have children, and anyone who is commanded may not marry on the festival. Rabbi Lov, quoting. Rabbi Chananya gave a second reason for the Mishnah's din. It's prohibited because one should not mix together two joyful occasions. Rabbi lo shamalot min ador, ki chanukat ha-mizbech, osu shivas yomim, v'achag shivas yomim. The first source of this is given by Rabbi Lo. The Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim Beis, Perek Zayin Pasuk Tes, as they celebrated the inauguration of the altar for 7 days. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, shamalot min ador, maloi shavua zois. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha brings the second source. He says the Pasuk says in Bereshis, Perek Choftes, Pasuk Chof Zayin, complete the week of this one. We have all B'Shem Rulaza, Mipnei HaTorach, and the third reason for the dinner of the Mishnah is that the Mishnah prohibits marrying on Chol HaMoed because of the excessive effort involved. Tani, Ava Meskavin, Hu Menoise Me'erev HaRegel. The Baisa says, however, he may plan for and marry on the eve of the festival. Leith Hador Pliga al Rabbi Chanina should say, Leith Hador Pliga al Rabbi Yochanan. This Baisa does not contradict Rabbi Chanina, as he's not mixing together two joyful occasions since the wedding is before the festival, nor Rabbi Yochanan, since he certainly would not delay the wedding until the eve of the festival, because he's very busy then. Rafido al Revelaza, it should say, Leith he pliga. And the Gemara asks, well, can we also say that the Baisa does not contradict Revelaza? The 7 days of banqueting that follow a wedding certainly involve excessive effort, and therefore, marrying on the eve of the festival should be prohibited. Rabbi Abba alas kalsa nafkas tarchusa. Rabbi Abba answered, no, once the bride comes to the wedding, the main effort has been done. The Mishnah taught, though, that however one may remarry his ex-wife, because it's not a great simcha for him. This is true only if he divorced her after nisuin, which is full marriage, but if he divorced her after erusin, which is betrothal, then it's prohibited to marry. The Mishnah taught that a woman may make her adornments on Chol HaMoed. Her adornments are braiding her hair, applying eye makeup, parting her hair, cutting her hair and nails, removing facial hair with a sharp clay utensil. Rav Yudan, the father of Matanya, said the Baisa taught it in a dignifying way, means the facial hair refers actually to the lower facial hair, means the pubic hair. The Mishnah taught, Rav Yehuda said that a woman should not plaster her face as it makes her look unsightly. There was a dispute between two Amoraim, Rav Chananya and Rav Mana. One said that they disagree over lime that's removed during the festival, but all agree the lime will be removed after the festival is prohibited. The other one said that they disagree over lime that's removed after the festival, but all agree that it's permitted to use lime that will be removed during the festival. Vlayadin manamada or manamada, we didn't know which Amora said each statement. Vimadam Hanina, Rav Yassa Bashem, Rav Yochanan, Rav Yudha, Kadati, Vimad Rav Yudha Omer, Taman, Tsaras, Shah, Tsara, Keno Oime, Hacha, Nivul, Shah, Nivul. Havidahu Omer, Basid, Shi Matrosa Basicha Moyed, Nechaku, Abba Basid, Shi Matrosa Lacha Moyed, Dira Kol Asa. And we bring a proof that Rav Hanina, Rav Yassa, quoting Rav Yochanan, Rav Yudha, said that suffering at a certain time is considered suffering, even if later he will be rejoice over it. Similarly, something unsightly now is considered unsightly, even though her appearance will be improved later. And the Shoz of Hanina follows the first approach.